Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other. On today's episode, I wanted to start off by talking about goals. As some of you may know, I've recently started a goal in my life to become a recovery coach, and I am now officially a certified professional recovery coach. And it's been this greatest journey because here I was like 4 years ago, like trying to get sober, not sure if I wanted to get sober. I didn't know what to do. I was giving up on life, and life just seemed so impossible. Drinking was my solution back then, and today it's not. Drinking is the furthest thing from my life, thankfully, and all I can do is be grateful for that, because today, as long as I use my tools, I don't have to pick up a drink. I don't have to use a drug. I don't have to numb myself out, and that in itself is the most amazing thing in the world to me. So let's talk goals. You know, we get sober, or we debate getting sober, and our first goal is usually, well, how do I get sober? How do I get into recovery? What's the difference between sober and recovering? Because it took me a long time to figure that in itself out. So sober means you stop drinking, using, or doing the addictive action, whether it's eating disorder or pornography or sex or drinking or using drugs, etc. And recovery means that, okay, so you're sober and now you're going to start working on yourself, maybe figuring out why you used to do those things or why you needed to numb. And, you know, once you figure out the why, then you start adding on those layers of tools so that you know how to get through those triggering moments. So maybe you're a mom like me or a parent like me, and at the end of the day, you're just exhausted from taking care of your children, and you're just looking for that easy escape route so that you can relax and go to bed and sleep. Because I used that for a long time. And this is just my opinion. This is just my journey that I'm sharing. And you know, everybody's different. So I used to do that until I did it more and more and more, but that's what it started as. So now in recovery, I have these tools that I get to use instead. And I use a lot of self-care, baths, reading, writing, podcasting, sharing my journey with everybody who wants to listen. Like, those are like some of my greatest tools. So my first goal in life was to get sober. I thought I had a problem. I wasn't sure I had a problem until I hit that gnarly emotional rock bottom after being institutionalized and all those things. And so the first step to reach this goal was I had to believe. I had to have absolute faith and belief that I could do it. And if I couldn't, then I had to pretend like I did. I had to trick my mind into believing that I could do this thing, even if it was out of sheer vengeance. I had to have some type of hope, some type of spark to get me going. And I started developing that by talking to other people who were in recovery or who were in sobriety. And that's how I started developing that spark. And then I had to visualize. I had to visualize what I wanted. I wanted sobriety. I wanted recovery. I wanted this life that made me a sober present mom who could have a career and have these things happening. So I had to believe, I had to have faith, and then I had to visualize it happening. And I did that every single day. And then I had to start writing about it. I had to write out my goals. So when I first got sober, I wrote out this goal of where I wanted to see myself in a year. And none of those things happened, but that's totally fine because so much stuff happened even better than I thought it could be. For example, I stopped being a realtor and I moved to Southern California and I was able to be present for my kids. And these were things that I wanted, but I didn't necessarily know that I really, really wanted. And then a purpose. I had to know why I wanted these goals. Why did I want to be sober? Why did I want to be in recovery? Why did I want to become a recovery coach? Why did I want to become a certified life coach? Why did I want to be a podcast host? See, all these whys, my life revolves around why. And so when I start answering these questions, it starts becoming more clear. And then I'm like, okay, I get it. I want to be sober because I want to be a good mom. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good person. I want to love myself. I want to become a coach because I want to share with people guidance and hope and faith and belief and that they can do it too. And there's so many other ways to recover that don't revolve around a 12-step program. And then I had to commit. I had to commit to doing the sober thing. And thankfully, I don't have to commit years in advance. I don't have to have like this 10-year sober plan. I literally just have to commit today. Today, I'm committed to being a coach. Today, I'm committed to being sober. Today, I'm committed to being the best person that I could possibly be. And then I do the same commitment tomorrow because I like to focus on today, and today is where everything is happening. Tomorrow will happen and yesterday is gone. So I have to focus on today, and that makes it more manageable because now it's not so huge and so ungraspable. It's right here in front of me and I have to stay focused. Staying focused for me literally means sometimes throughout the day I have to recheck in with myself. I have to look at those things that I've written down. I have to check in with my feelings to see how I'm feeling. And then I have to have a plan of action because I like knowing what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what's the steps to take. So having this guidance, this guideline of steps I need to take to get to my goals helps keep me focused. So to get sober, I had to share my journey. I had to be open and honest. I had to be authentic. I can't keep secrets. I have to share with anybody who wants to know where I'm at. And I have to actively not drink today by journaling and using my program of recovery that I've developed over these years. And then to become a recovery coach, I had to go to school and I had to make these goals. And now I'm creating a website and I'm advertising myself. It's scary, but it's doable. And then accountability. I have to share with people with where I'm at. So I can't keep it a secret. I have to be honest with where I'm at, what's going on, how am I going to get through today, how am I going to meet today's goals, and that's how I keep pushing forward. And then finally, I have to review. At the end of the day, I review what I did, what I accomplished, what I didn't accomplish. I don't ever beat myself up because, you know, we're human. I'm never going to have the most perfect day in the world because life happens, and that's the whole point of me being sober. Life happens and I can adapt. I'm resilient. I don't have to fly off the handle, go get drunk, and then pass out. Life happens. I change my plans a little bit and then I keep moving forward. Does that mean that my day wasn't successful? Absolutely not. Any day that I'm sober, I don't drink, use, make myself throw up, abuse myself or anybody else, or do something completely off kilter is an amazing day because I have a future. I have the ability to keep moving forward. And so that is today's episode about reaching goals, not giving up on ourselves. And just remember, if you're struggling, reach out. Send a message to me. Reach out to somebody that you know. That secret will keep you sick. But if you share that secret with even one person, it lessens the burden and it makes life so much better. Hope you guys have a great day and thanks again for listening.